I'm Bree. I was told to speak on sponsorship, so I took my hat off. My sponsor would be really mad if I wore a hat up here. He's not here tonight, so I'll say like really nice things about him. Usually he's listening, but I don't think he is. I'm very grateful for my sponsor. He will probably be sponsoring me until he's in the ground. I don't plan on having another sponsor. The direction he gives me is very clear and to the point, and it's helped me a lot. Did I say my sobriety date? No. My sobriety date is December 16th of 2025. It's not my first time getting sober. I've had a lot of sponsors in the past, and each time I've been sponsored, it's been a change in my way of living. I've gotten a lot of direction from a lot of people, and I'm very grateful for every person that's helped me. I don't know. My experience with sponsorship is like I just do what I'm told, really. I like suffer from this idea that I don't have anything useful to say, so I'm just going to tell you my experience, which is I just do what I'm told, and my life gets better. I don't know. Pretty much everything I'm told to do, I don't want to do, but I do it anyways. My sponsor has a way about him that he's unbothered by a lot of things, and he always asks me this question. He says, imagine a world where you're comfortable in your own skin. And that's like something very hard for me to wrap my head around, but I see him live his life, and it's a way that I would like to live. So when I'm told to do something, I just do it, no matter how much I don't want to. I will vocally complain a lot, and he'll usually give me about like 90 seconds of doing that before I'm shut down. But yeah, I've had the opportunity to sponsor other people in the past, and I very much enjoy it. I also enjoy getting to know the newcomers that are here and watch their lives change. In my experience, like I don't have to sponsor somebody to be helping them and to be a part of their life and the journey that they're on. I think anybody who walks in here on day one and then see them on day 40 or day 60 or whatever, and watch them reassemble their life is a really beautiful thing. I've seen it a lot in Alcoholics Anonymous. I haven't really seen it anywhere else. The people I have sponsored, well, mainly one, changed my life. I loved her in a way that, like, I haven't really loved anybody else. You know, I wanted her life to get better. I wanted her to reassemble her family. I wanted all these things for her without any other motive. You know, and that was the first time I experienced that, because I'm used to what can I get out of something. And even after my relapse, you know, we still talk regularly. You know, she recently got engaged and FaceTimed me while she was, like, putting the ring on her finger, and it was a beautiful experience, you know. I don't know. That's pretty much my experience on sponsorship. Thank you.